Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulan on the 1-2 Counts On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Eric Turner, owner and clinician at Jet Physical Therapy, about concussion protocol. This is part one of a two-part interview. Eric, what is the definition of a concussion?
So a concussion is injury to the brain. Brain tissue is affected that such a way that it's affecting the function of the brain. That can be in a lot of different ways, from cognitive abilities in terms of thinking, can affect our physical abilities in terms of movement. And that's just all dependent on what part of the brain is injured.
With you as the clinic owner and physical therapist and trainer at Jet Physical Therapy, how did that partnership happen with your clinic at Jet and the Washington schools?
We started partnership about 20 years ago when I moved to the region and was first working as an athletic trainer, providing services. The services have expanded over time in terms of the different sports that we work with. We work with all the sports in some avenue now, and concussions and the management of those. It's always been a part of that service, evaluation and how to handle those in terms of a protocol management.
Is there a way to prepare an athlete to handle a situation like this, maybe even down to some safety measures with athletes or equipment that are in place that can help to handle the situation?
Helmet fitting is really important, and the helmets continue to improve over time. And I think that the schools really do a good job of making sure that helmets are fitted. Coaches are reminding the athletes to make sure that they're checking helmets in terms of the way that they're fitting, and different straps are tight, and things that if they need repairs, they need to make sure that you're letting us know that. So I think the coaches do a really nice job of just being proactive. All athletes have to sign what's called a heads-up concussion form, and their parents, and that's basically just an education avenue. I think that is a positive thing that the state has required all athletes and parents to sign. Until they actually go through the process, though, that's another level of detail. So they're aware of it. They know that, hey, there's going to be something that's maybe different than other injuries or different than for my child versus what I went through as a parent. But the details, there's quite a bit of detail to the protocol and what each athlete has to go through.
What do you guys do or can you do as far as preventative work before a competition season starts with the athletes?
A couple things. One is just reminding coaches about technique and fundamentals. I think they really do a good job of teaching some of the changes in terms of tackling, blocking, keeping the head up. Really don't have to be very proactive in that because I think the coaches are so aware of it. And we use KCII for some radio ads, which is a great avenue to inform and educate parents and kids. Hey, if you're experiencing these things, you need to let someone know. So that's a nice avenue that we use with Coach's Corner on Saturdays. Maybe they have a hard hit on a Friday night, they feel a little unusual, but they're able to continue to participate. They don't say anything to anybody because it's really not affecting them in a significant manner. But then the next morning, they're having more symptoms and not feeling as well. And we want to make sure that they don't just ignore that and they are informing their coaches or medical staff that's available to them or getting access to medical staff and for kids in the region, and so they're getting the proper management in place.
Eric, I've heard the term base testing or baseline testing. Can you tell us a bit about what that is and how it's done?
Washington and some of the area schools use what's called impact concussion testing, and basically it's a computerized test. It's about 20 or 30 minute test that each athlete at Washington takes at the high school level. They're supposed to take it every 2 years. So most kids will take that their freshman and junior year. If a student moves into the area, they'll, let's say as a sophomore, they would then take it as a sophomore. and as a senior. So we make sure that all kids have this test completed. And basically, at the time that they're taking the test, they're at their normal healthy level. So it's assessing the way that their brain operates and thinks critically. And then if they do get a concussion, then they take the test again. And we're trying to make sure that their brain and the way that it's functioning is back to the baseline level. And that's been a really good avenue. It's not the only thing that we use to help determine whether they're prepared to return to competition, but it's one avenue. And often seeing where kids say they feel fine, and then they go to take the test and they struggle in some areas, and then it's, you know, really demonstrates, hey, I'm not quite ready, and I need a little bit more time and work on the protocol before I'm released. So I really think it's been a nice addition to help in returning kids safely.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Eric Turner, owner and clinician at Jet Physical Therapy, talking about concussion protocol. This was part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.